Now you have, beginning with verse 7 here, the creation of the universe before all time. And here is a remarkable statement made long before modern science came to this position. God says, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Now, Zoroastrianism that arose in that area over there in Persia, and it's the religion in India today, I've always felt if I was not going to be a Christian, I would not identify myself with any of the cults and isms today. But if I wanted to be a heathen, I think I'd become a worship of the religion of Zoroastrianism. Now, they teach that Mazda is the god of light. And God says he creates light and that it's no god. But you see, they were getting very close to it. Some have wondered why they came so close to the light and why they worshiped one god in the midst of idolatry. You must remember they came in contact with the nation Israel. And nation Israel was witnessing to the world. And to the worshiper of Zoroaster, darkness was the god of evil, Ahriman. And God takes responsibility here for the darkness also. And that's interesting. He does not create evil. And may I correct that right here? Evil here is in the sense of sorrow or difficulties or tragedies, that which is the fruit of evil and the fruit of sin. And actually, this is really an Old Testament way of saying the wages of sin is death. That is, if you do certain things, this is what will happen. And by the way, let me introduce something else right here, because we're living in a day when they say good and evil are relative terms, whatever you think is good, and they put this argument up. Well, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, but what's the Bible? Who should obey it? Who should listen to the God of the Bible? The Lord has another very cogent argument. God says that if you indulge in sin, that sin pays off as payday. It'll be payday someday for you. The minute you indulge in sin, it'll pay off. And pays a good wage, by the way. They don't need a union because you're going to get full when you indulge in sin. And that's what he means here. God says that he has so created the universe that when you break over what he says, you don't need a judge and a hangman's noose or electric chair. God will take care of you. He always does. This is a tremendous section, by the way. And God says here, therefore, that he is the one that creates light and darkness. He's answering Zoroastrianism. They got pretty close to the light. And God says, I want you to know that light is no god. I created it. And this is a marvelous thing.